True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
America.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm going to need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like, whatever, dude.
Hey! Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we want to play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand. You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America.
When I was hired, my boss bragged that it was basically impossible to get fired from the federal government, and that in her entire time working for the government, she'd only seen one person fired, and that person assaulted a fellow employee, and she wasn't even fired for assaulting the employee at work. She was fired for lying about it because they caught it on camera.
Welcome to Wiggins America, where we are going to talk about government waste a lot, because that is the biggest deal going on right now, or at least one of the biggest deals. We got a few different bombshells we're going to share with you in the span of just a single hour. So it's always important to tune in because we have so much to report on. In fact, one of the biggest news items this week was from Trump's own commerce secretary. We'll get into that in just a few minutes. But let's start with government waste. This is an employee, I think former, I don't think she works there now. She wasn't just recently fired. I think she left because she was so sick by what she saw, sharing what she saw at the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Now, how sad is that? I was so sad when she said that's where she worked, because I have a very, very good friend who still works independently for the government. He's like a civilian contractor, but he was former military, who just thinks the world of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. And for whatever reason, even when we were in high school, we'd drive past something like Lock and Dam up in Alton, and he'd go, "That was built by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers." And I'd be like, am I supposed to be impressed by that? I didn't know. And I felt bad. And then I got older and I realized, no, he's the weird one. He is just really impressed by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. But apparently, this is where this lady worked. And it's not just indicative of that agency. This is indicative of basically any government agency. But also, some of the stuff she's going to describe here is stuff that you've seen at your own company. But it's a little bit different. So first, is it impossible to fire anyone at your company? Well, no, obviously it's not. People can get fired in the private sector much more easily. Now, there are laws in place that used to not be there that make it harder, but it's still not impossible to fire anyone like she's saying it is at the U.S. government. However, we have a new president who's doing that. Here's another reason why these agencies are absolutely sucking the blood out of the taxpayer.
When I worked for the government, we were allowed to work 50% in the office and 50% from home, for the most part. In some cases, if you'd worked there, like I think over 10 years or something, you could actually work from home 3 days a week and work from the office 2 days a week. I use the word work very loosely. One employee spent his time remote working, running his own farm. Another employee bragged about drunk driving and going out to lunch with her friends for margaritas when she was supposed to be remote working. No one would log into their computers, and you can see it because they're not on Teams, and no one ever checked.
Remote work in the government is a joke. I mean, in some companies it is too, but that's on them. They're not wasting your tax money. That's on them to, if they want to spend on crappy workers and not check on anything, that's up to them. But when it's your money, it does matter, and they don't care. They don't care because it's not their money. So these people were barely coming into work, and nobody would ever check to see what they were doing at all.
There's something called the 80-20 rule where 80% of the work in government is done by 20% of the people, and this is very, very true. People who get a job in the government a lot of times find out that it's very difficult to fire them, and they take advantage of this. One employee would come into the office, his start time would be 6:30, and he knew nobody would be there, and when I came in at 7:30 and I was the next person to come in, he was snoring at his desk every single morning. Another employee would take the government truck on an almost daily basis so that he could go out to lunch and then go and take a nap in his favorite park under a shady tree.
There's just no accountability for any of this stuff. So this was happening constantly, and the bigger problem wasn't that it happens, because that stuff does happen. People take advantage of every system. The problem is nobody cared. Nobody cared. In fact, they would go out of their way to protect that stuff from not being found out. Here's another issue that they have with all these agencies and where the money's going.
One of the very first things I did when I started working for the Corps, I spent 3 months cleaning up their real estate files room, which was a disaster. The government is using an antiquated system that was developed sometime in the 90s and using regulations that haven't been updated since the 90s. To manage our dams and our government lands.
But they're okay with it. That's the problem, is that they don't want to update because they've got their system and they don't want to be disrupted. They're comfortable. They don't care that they're wasting your money because they're getting paid. And it's an entire culture like that.
Our government is filled with the most incompetent and most lazy people and an occasional hard worker. And those hard workers are severely punished every time they outwork their colleagues, because then the colleagues realize people will see that they're lazy and they don't want to have to work more. They're just buying time until they retire in almost every case.
So it's not just government. You've seen organizations, you've seen workplaces like this where the culture was just bad. But what she's saying is that this is across the board. This is every agency is like this. And every, you know what? Every company would be like this if there were no accountability. This is human nature to just sort of slide into, what's easiest for me? And then protect yourself. And the only reason that it doesn't happen is because, well, on the rare occasion, you just are self-motivated. But those people, like she said, that's 80-20. Maybe 20% of the people are enough self-motivated to actually get the work done. But the other 80%, they need some sort of outside motivation to make them work. And that's everywhere. That's not just government. The problem is in the government, there is no motivation because there's no accountability to anybody. So this is the last clip she shares here, what I'm going to share, of her talking, where she gives the solution, which we're kind of in the middle of.
My point is, some of our government organizations haven't been maintained or updated in so long that you basically need to create a new organization and start from scratch, because there's almost no way to transfer it over, and there's so much red tape in between, it'll never get done.
Mr. Famous Entertainus, Wiggins America.
And now, an excerpt from The Grocery List, a book by Ryan Wiggins.
Everywhere I go, I hear people talking about how the deer population is out of control. Well, did you ever think that maybe you should quit talking about it and get out there and start cutting off some deer genitals?
The Grocery List, Food for Thought, by Ryan Wiggins. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
It's not that tough to figure out what Donald Trump is doing with Ukraine and with Russia here. I don't know why this is such a problem, because we take Trump at exactly what he says instead of picturing the larger goal, which is always what Trump is trying to do. We just said this, and you know this, already with Gaza.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
When you heard the Gaza thing, you probably went, what? America takes over the Gaza Strip? And then you stepped back for a second and went, what's he really angling at here? That's what most people did. I can't say whether everybody did that, but that's what most people I know said. Yeah, he's probably, you know, he's working on something. The same is true of this Russia-Ukraine stuff. It's just that for whatever reason, the left has really decided that Ukraine is like their pet cause. I don't know why. I think it's probably associated with Donald Trump that they said, well, in 2016 through 2020, you know, Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin are buddies, which is never true. And in fact, there is nothing to prove that that's true other than the stuff they made up and then reported on. So I think that it's all related. Like, the left hates Putin because they hate Trump and they view them as in cahoots. And so they're like, okay, well, then I must be for Ukraine. And they overlook any problem that Ukraine has. Ukraine has a lot of problems, too. It's not like they're perfect. Now, let's not mince words. Putin and Russia are the aggressor here. Ukraine did not want this war, not that we know of. So that's very clear. So when Trump's out there saying this stuff, you're like, well, that's not necessarily true. Like, this war wasn't Ukraine's fault. So what's he trying to do? This is where I'm like, look, why can't people get this? This is my speculation, but see if you agree. That what he's doing is he's trying to end this war. He knows there's only one way to end the war, and that's if Russia decides to end the war. Ukraine will end it as soon as possible. Will Russia end it? So he has to go to Putin, or at least create some sort of scenario, at least in perception, that Putin can claim a victory. There's one way to do that, and that's to tell Ukraine, hey, you're going to lose part of your eastern, you know, part of the land on the eastern part of the country. Nobody really wants that. I don't think Ukraine wants that. Russia might want that. Is that a big enough win for Putin? I don't know. I think, and I'm pretty sure that this is what's going on. What he's doing is leaving Ukraine out of the conversation right now, going to Putin, having conversations, and making it look like he's actually in favor of Russia so that Russia can say, look, we're actually the good guys here. And then they start to negotiate to figure out how to pull out of the war and say, look, we're still the good guys here. We're pulling out of the war. It makes no sense, but at least it gives them a reason to claim victory, which is all Putin wants. That's all he wants. He doesn't really care. I'm sure he would love to actually take Ukraine, but that's not going to happen. So now how does he get out and save face? I think Donald Trump is giving him an opportunity to save face while also ending the war. Now, whether it works or not is to be determined, and whether this was the right strategy, that we will find out. But that, to me, is obvious of what he's doing right now. He's willing to take it on the chin from our own media and people who criticize him for saying outlandish things because he's looking at a bigger result. Agree? Disagree? I'm open to your interpretation, but I'm pretty sure that's what he's doing. Now, this is a much bigger deal on the domestic front. This is stuff that impacts you probably a little bit more than that does. That's an international story halfway across the world. It still matters. It's just not as important to your daily life. But this thing really is.
Well, think about it. Donald Trump announces the External Revenue Service, and his goal is very simple. His goal is to abolish the Internal Revenue Service and let all the outsiders pay. I mean, this is someone who is focused on America.
That is Howard Lutnick, the new Commerce Secretary, talking to Fox News in what has to be, in my opinion, the biggest news of the week. And now if you think all this other stuff, all the money that Doge is getting rid of is bigger, I understand that. If you think international affairs are bigger, okay, I would disagree with that. But this right here, this little nugget that Howard Lutnick has dropped is so important because it's going to shape the way Donald Trump approaches the entire economy and might change the entire American economy for good. That's how big of a deal this is. So when you hear that Donald Trump is putting tariffs on nations, making our neighbors mad at us, whatever it is, he does not care. I think you probably figured that out. Because this is part of a much bigger goal for him to make us income tax free. Yes, that's the goal, is to get us to the point where Americans do not any longer pay income tax, which we started paying in 1912. So before that, we never paid income tax. Well, how did we not pay income tax and still exist as a nation? How do we have a federal government? Well, first of all, the federal government was way, way smaller. And I don't know if this was on the record or off the record. I don't know why it would be off the record, but I'll share it anyway. Back when Will Scharf was not in the White House, when he was here running for Attorney General in Missouri, and we would talk to him regularly, I don't know how the conversation came up. It wasn't on air. It was off. And we were talking about the oversized, bloated federal government that we have. And we were just, you know, talking as usual about such things. And he said, the way that happened was in 1912 when they passed the income tax. That's how the government, the federal government, got rich. Before that, it was much more about the states. It was much smaller government. And I don't know, I always hung on to that because I think I already knew that. But when he said it, it was like a light went off. And now, of course, he's in the White House and there is a philosophy that is stating, and I don't know if this is him, I think that was just him making a comment, but there is a philosophy now in the White House coming from the president that we should get rid of the income tax. And by doing so, we would not need the IRS anymore. So his stated goal openly, Howard Lutnick has said, is to get rid of the IRS. You get rid of the Internal Revenue Service and you create, which he already has, an External Revenue Service. Why would you do that? Because the money that the government operates on would start to come from tariffs instead of from taxes. This is a monumental shift in the way that our entire government works. It's a monumental shift in the way our entire economy would work. And Trump is going to attempt to implement this fairly quickly. I mean, we're a month in and he's already doing it, but you're going to see it increase and increase and increase. You think the tariffs are going away? They're not. This is going to be here to stay for at least the 4 years of Trump's presidency. And then by then, you may have seen such a shift in the economy. There's so much stuff changing right now that the history books will not be able to keep up with what's happening in just a month, let alone this next 4 years. But that's why I play that clip, because that is such a big deal and such a shift in the way that we will operate as a nation that it deserves more attention. I have another pretty big bombshell thing to share with you next. And if you listen to that first segment, it's kind of based on that. It's kind of based on the waste. But this is a very specific one that I've been watching that has to do with the media, how the media in this country has been tied into government dollars, essentially creating a state-run media that is now finally being dismantled. And thank you for being here, because I have never seen a dollar of that. This is independent media in that sense. And that is probably why we're not corrupt. Or at least I can speak for myself. I don't think I'm corrupt. This is Wiggins America. Stick around for that report on the media, state-run media, coming up next. All right, you've heard of USAID, yes? I think now everybody has, even if we hadn't about a month ago. This new acronym is now in everybody's vernacular. USAID, the U.S. Agency of International Development. Sounds kind of nebulous, doesn't it? Well, it was. It was just a big slush fund for the deep state to funnel money around. But we're finding out that basically every agency was a slush fund for the deep state to funnel money around to their friends and actually prop up U.S. political candidates, as we've heard even just this week. Stacey Abrams was a big part of one of those. But that's not the only one, and that's not really the point of this segment. I have been focusing on how much money has been going to media outlets and reported that the
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Big one that everybody heard about initially was the Politico one. $8 million that they had received. And I can't remember if that was per year or over a couple of years. But either way, it was true. They had received $8 million to prop up the government to really probably just get favorable reports and, you know, share whatever the deep state wanted to be shared. And they'd bought and paid for that. They did that through a subscription service called Politico Pro. So it wasn't Politico itself. It was a separate subscription service that they created basically just for giant government subscriptions that were in the range of, well, they were five figures across the board. So it would be between $10,000 and $44,000 for each of those subscriptions, which is just insane. Obviously, it was laundering to buying favorability, really. So that one was true. Some of these other ones, President Trump tweeted out or truthed out or whichever one you want to call it, that Bloomberg was on the dole, Reuters, the New York Times, and BBC. There's others, but those are some of the big ones that made the headlines. All of those I was able to confirm definitely were receiving government money for favorable reporting, apparently. BBC, you know, that's not even American. Some of them were not that big. The BBC's was in the millions of dollars, but not like multi-millions. New York Times was in the millions, but not multi-millions. And some of the reporting had that wrong. Reuters was definitely on the list, and then Bloomberg I wasn't able to confirm. I can't. That's possible that they were, but I can't find it. So all that to say that that's nothing compared to what I've got here for you right now. The Internews Media Organization. You ever heard of that? Of course you haven't. It has a name that is intended to be forgotten. It is an obscure nonprofit that has received hundreds of millions of U.S. taxpayer dollars, and its entire purpose was to train thousands of journalists, influence media outlets, and quietly, well, this isn't its purpose, but it quietly scrubbed its leadership and key records from the internet just recently when all this was breaking. The Internews Network is a so-called independent media organization almost entirely bankrolled by USAID since 2008. Now, flip the script here. If you heard about this and it was an entirely like right-wing propaganda thing, wouldn't you be like, man, that's so weird? Well, it's not. Of course, it's a left-wing propaganda network that had received hundreds of millions of U.S. tax dollars. That's revenue sources from its 990 public forms. Over 95% of this Internews revenue comes from U.S. government funding, primarily through USAID, U.S. State Department, and other federal agencies. According to the disclosure, Internews reported a total revenue of approximately $97 million, with over $92 million coming from the government. Its executive compensation was for CEO Jean Bourgault. She received a total of $342,000 in her most recent year, making one of the highest paid nonprofit executives receiving federal funds. Others were receiving in the six figures as well, $200,000 pretty regularly. Here's where it gets real suspicious, right? They have offshore entities. So their Form 990 confirms the Internews Network operates at least one subsidiary in the Cayman Islands, along with other offshore financial entities. Why is it hiding its finances? It is devoted to lobbying and advocacy. While Internews claims to be nonpartisan, its expenditures include policy influence spending, indicating an agenda beyond supporting independent journalism. It is almost completely depending on the government, and they have scrubbed their entire website now. Here's some of the things that they spent a lot of money on. Gender equality on their webpage. As late as December, the page was rebranded as Women and Girls to exclude gender equality, and sexual minorities were removed from their list. So they're just scrubbing everything. But you can still do the old time machine thing and look and see what it used to be. They also are partnered very, very heavily with the Clinton Global Initiative Partnership. Internews launched a significant partnership with the Clinton Global Initiative, CGI, which involved launching a $10 million media fund in just 2023. The Clinton Foundation still publicly lists the partnership on its website. The Clinton Foundation has yet to scrub that. But Internews has scrubbed that $10 million partnership with the Clintons. So all that to say, this stuff is dirty, nasty, and one good thing is it's all going away. This is going to affect elections going forward in this country in a pretty big way. The messaging is drying up. It's not that there will be no leftist voices. It's that all of the, there's so many leftist voices in our biggest institutions that were propped up by your tax dollars for ages. And all of that is going away. And we'll keep talking about it. We're going to keep reporting on it here on Wiggins America. Most of what I've been reporting on the last few weeks has been pretty much nothing but good news. So I hate to bring you here in the last segment of Wiggins America this week what I would consider to be some bad news. And I consider this because some, even on our side of the aisle here, would consider this to be good news. The Senate is very close to passing a budget bill. Or budget reconciliation, whatever you call it. The House isn't, but the Senate is. And the Senate, oddly, should be a little easier to pass better legislation. But I am looking at this bill, and I don't like it. And I'm actually looking at some of the senators that I like the most, like Rand Paul and some of the House members that I like the most, because they're fiscal hawks, basically. Chip Roy, Thomas Massie. Chip Roy is in favor of this. And I can't figure out how, but he's on the House side. Now, on the Senate side, Rand Paul is not a fan of this, but it's probably going to pass without him anyway because Republicans have a 3-seat majority, so they can have some dissenters. No Democrats will likely vote for this at all. But this is a... Right now, the budget is about $7 trillion a year for the government. $7 trillion a year. We're not taking in that much money. We're taking in about $5 trillion a year, roughly. So we need to trim about $2 trillion from the budget just to break even. So DOGE is actually doing some of this, and they're expecting, or at least they're estimating, that they think they can cut about $1 trillion from the budget, which means they alone are not going to be able to balance this. Now, if they really get deep into this, then possibly. But look, you need Congress. You need fiscal responsibility from the people who actually have the purse strings. Can you imagine that? Purse strings. And they're not doing it. This is a huge, once-in-a-generation, as I've said before, opportunity for Congress to get its act together and pass a balanced budget. But you know what they're doing instead? They're actually raising the debt ceiling by almost $4 trillion. Why are they doing that? Well, they say it's to keep the Democrats from blocking everything they're trying to do because you'd have to pay for it. Instead of cutting. So they're wasting this opportunity to cut entirely. Now, they're going to tell you, they're going to be fiscal conservatives who are going to tell you that, no, we actually are cutting $200 billion from the budget every year for a total of, I think that's $2 trillion over 10 years. They're framing it as we're cutting $2 trillion from the budget, but that's over 10 years. It's only $200 billion from the budget this year. So they're not actually balancing the budget. But they're saying, well, we have to do these things to give more money for border security and deportations and blah, 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 because we need to follow the Trump agenda. And so there are people on our side of the aisle who are rah-rah because we're going to pass the Trump agenda. You're missing the bigger point here. This is your chance to balance the budget, not to decrease the overall debt, just balance the budget, and you're not doing it. So this budget so far sucks, and shame on you Republicans for thinking that you're doing something good here in the Senate. I'm sorry, but you're failing. Rand Paul so far is the only one saying this is still a problem. Now, there's other things going on concerning the budget that are good that Rand Paul is in favor of. I won't get too far into that here. But ultimately, the only hope I have right now, because it does look like the Senate's going to pass this thing, the only hope that I have is that the Republicans have such a narrow majority in the House that you get one Republican like Thomas Massie to say no to it. And I think you'd only need one, maybe two more to say no. And I think the whole thing falls apart. Good. The whole thing needs to fall apart. They're going to kick the can down the road again and say, oh, well, we have to pass Trump's agenda now, but down the road we'll be more fiscally responsible. No, you won't. You never are. Never. Do it now. Do it right now. Don't worry about being hated. Just do it, because we're going to fall off a freaking cliff if you don't do it. So now it's going to be up to probably the House Republicans to have a backbone and to go at this thing. You were just delivered a mandate to radically transform government. And they're bare, you know, in a normal year, you'd go, oh, this isn't a terrible budget because they are trimming it a little bit. But right now, this is awful. It needs to change.
Wow. Wiggins America.
And now for the least important and most fun news story of the week. You've probably heard me report on this if you regularly listen to the Mark Cox Morning Show or the Annie Fry Show. But if not, that's okay. Or if you missed it, I'm going to report on it a little bit more extensively here. Why did I dip into Donald Trump? Was I just doing an impression? I didn't mean to. I'm going to play the music here. Now, if you are a classic gamer, right away, you're going to recognize this song. And when I say classic gamer, it's not just a song. It's actually the gameplay going on here. That is, of course, the original Donkey Kong. The arcade Donkey Kong with the multiple levels, and you climb up the ladders, and he's rolling barrels at you. Not the newer ones. The newer ones are actually really fun. Donkey Kong for newer, like 1994. Donkey Kong Country for Super Nintendo and all those, and then Donkey Kong's a character in all of the Mario Kart games and all that stuff. Well, this is the OG Donkey Kong, and this game is actually, I think, just slightly older than me. I'm 43, and the game came out in 1980, making it 44 years old, depending on when it came out during the year. So it's barely, I think, like just a few months older than me, even. And Donkey Kong is one of the most classic games. So in the gaming community, this is a really, really tough game to beat, the original Donkey Kong, because the way that it's set up. Now, if you're not really into this stuff, some of these terms are going to be new, because I'm not even really into it, but there's like a world that I like to look into, but I know that I'm not a part of. A good friend of mine is way into classic toys, and I find that stuff fascinating. I even went to a toy show with him once just so I could watch this and observe the little subculture of toys. And it's interesting. I'm not a part of it. I feel the same way about games and gamers. Not modern gaming, but the original, when they do speed runs and they try to break the fastest time anybody's beat a game and all that, I find it really, really interesting. Well, Donkey Kong is one of the toughest ones because for being a classic game, it's actually a really hard game too. And once you get past level one has one screen or one level, whatever. Tier one has one level. Tier two, once you get past that, has two levels. Tier three has three. Tier four has four. And tier five has five. But once you get past five, all the levels have five. So it's hard to add them up in the way. But ultimately, what we're talking about here, to beat Donkey Kong, you have to get to tier 22, level 3, or something like that. It ends up being essentially level 117 in the original screens. And it's really, really tough. And people who log a full beat of the game, there's not that many of them. I think there's only a few dozen. And there was this movie called King of Kong that came out about a decade and a half ago. It was really interesting about this whole world. So anyway, that's all to give you the background on the news story that has come out that I just, again, as an outsider looking in, find absolutely fascinating. Here's the headline. After 44 years, before I get to the headline, the kill screen is the one on 117, level 117, where if you get to it, the coding kind of glitches, and it just kills your guy right away, which this is actually Mario, but it was before he was named Mario. They called him Jumperman. Jumperman just kind of twirls in a circle. He dies. There's no way to beat the kill screen. Everybody goes, okay, well, if you get to the kill screen, then you've beat the game, and all the speed runs are based on level 117 because you can't get past that one.
The first kill screen we can actually watch back today is by Ben Jose Walbeam from September 1999. This run is actually crazy to me. It's impressive people were accomplishing this stuff so early on, and it's really cool we have a recording from this far back as well. Anyway, that's been the story of Donkey Kong High Score for 40 some odd years. players could play until level 22, and that was the end of the road.
So there's a little bit from this YouTuber who figured out, amazingly, that the kill screen is not the actual end of the game. And now there's all these people who will go in and look at the coding and all that stuff, but it's been 44 years. People have already done that. So how did this guy do it? Again, the headline here, which I barely read. After 44 years, Donkey Kong player discovers that the legendary kill screen isn't really the end. So he took the game and he went, there's ways to do this now where you can go frame by frame and play it in slow motion, which isn't cheating. You're still playing the game. You're just playing it in ultra slow motion. And he played it in slow motion enough that he was able to figure out how to climb broken ladders, if you remember that game, in a way that gets you to the top faster. So it's a glitch in that sense because you're kind of breaking the rules of the game, but you didn't rewrite the code or anything. You know, this is a legitimate way to beat the game. So he's able to climb to the top faster before the Jumper Man spins and dies, and he beat that kill screen. And he opened up 5 new levels of Donkey Kong, which sounds awesome, but when you see them, you're like, oh, it's actually just the same. You know, once you get past a certain level of Donkey Kong, it's the same levels over and over. They're just harder, but that's what these are. These are the same levels over again, but they're even harder, except for one of them, for whatever reason, is inexplicably easier. So the question is, once you get past that next one, would the levels just have gone on forever? We don't really know, because then he hit, after those few new levels, he hits a new kill screen. And he goes through the odds of having to beat the new kill screen as being, because you have to have Donkey Kong roll the barrels at a certain speed. And he only does that once out of every 32 times. Well, you need him to roll it at the slow speed, like 6 times in a row, for you to beat the new kill screen. But you, for him to do that, 1 out of every 32 is the chance, you know, every time of getting that. He calculated the odds at 1 in 4 quadrillion that Donkey Kong would roll the barrel that slow 6 times in a row or whatever. So he's like, look, this is the new kill screen. Is it impossible to beat? No. But you'd have to sit there, because you can't fake it. You'd have to sit there and play it and hope for the 1 in 4 quadrillion times that Donkey Kong would roll the barrel slowly 6 times in a row to beat that kill screen. But I find it interesting that technically it is still possible. So will we ever see that? Will we find some sort of AI way to, like, scroll through it until it hits them all or something? I'm betting yes, but we're not there yet. Just found that story super interesting. Thanks for tuning in to Wiggins America this week. We will see you next time.
Get more at 971talk.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.